Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? Alright, today we are going to talk about how you can improve your business English skills. You know, I used to think about how to improve my business English skills. I didn't know that it was easy to develop strong English skills to build my business outside my country. I couldn't speak English well and I had no confidence in speaking English with clients from the USA and UK. You know, no matter how hard I tried to listen to them, I couldn't understand them. Just because of the way they pronounce the words and their accents. I thought that was a failure because I couldn't even say what I had in mind. I felt bad and then didn't know what to do. I knew I couldn't continue doing business that way. So I started speaking up to the natives. It was sad for me, but my confidence started growing bigger every day. Just like me, many self-founders who try to improve their English skills find it hard to say what they have in mind. You don't have the confidence to say what you have in mind during meetings. At times, you think that you are not good enough to grow your business outside your country. The good news is, you can grow your business outside your country. You can build your confidence to help you say what you have in mind during meetings. You can develop strong English skills for your business. So I want to use the tips that I will give you today so that how to improve your English skills for your business. Alright, please do not forget to like, subscribe and share this Business English podcast with your friends and your family members. Mama, stop wishing you had good English skills for your business. Even me, one. I cannot speak English well with confidence to the meetings by just wishing. Mama, reach out to me to help him improve his English skills step by step for his business. He started speaking English even when he was afraid that his foreign clients would find it hard to understand him. 8 months later, Mahmoud was able to get money outside his country with good English skills. In the same way, 99% of Middle Eastern founders with weak English skills wish they could speak English well. Wishing alone without putting in the work can't help you improve your weak English skills. It's impossible to grow a business without doing anything. Just as you put in work every day to build your business, you also need to take action every day to improve your weak English skills. When you do not take action every day to improve your weak English skills, you won't say what you have in mind during meetings. You will read online documents with confidence in English. You can lose more deals because of your weak English skills. Ready to improve your English skills to grow your business worldwide? You can send me a message. You can DM grow to learn more. Kindly go to www.flamelitycoach.com/link. www.flamelitycoach.com/link. Let me spell that. www.flamelitycoach.com/link. I will share the description of this Business English podcast. Tap on it and then you will see WhatsApp icon. Get to send me a message in WhatsApp. Alright, let's move on. Fatty stopped using translators to read every day, and this happened. Fatty used to read all his emails, documents, and contracts with translators. Fatty used translators 7 days a week, and he couldn't read English well. He knew he had to improve after reading English because the shame he got from reading speeches badly in English was too much. Fatty sent me a message on WhatsApp and joined my 101 VIP English program. 4 weeks later, he started using translators 4 times a week, later 3 times a week, and then 2 times a week. Now Fatty uses translators once a week, 4 times he doesn't use translators during a week. Did you know what happened when he did this? He can read speeches, emails, and documents while in English. He read and delivered a speech in English in front of business owners. He read and delivered a speech in English at his in-laws birthday party. Can you imagine? Just as a lot of media founders find it hard to read in English without using translators, some of you have more than 2 translators on your phone, tablets, and computers, just because you cannot read anything without translators. At times, you agree with documents that you do not understand in English, or because you don't want people to view you as a business owner who can't read well in English. Let me ask you, how long do you want to keep having these documents that you do not understand in English? Just because you don't want people to see you as a business owner who doesn't understand English. When you do nothing to improve, you will have to continue using your bad English reading skills. In case you want me to help you out, kindly check the description of this podcast. Go to www.franklinecoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this Business English podcast and tap on it so you can send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Right, so the tips that I will give you today, they help my clients improve their English skills. 99% of medium-sized founders who have weak English skills have no confidence to speak in English, to write in English, to read in English, to listen and understand in English. Also, your lack of confidence is affecting your business success. Do you want the lack of confidence in English to continue affecting your business as it grows outside your country? You can use these tips to improve how you speak, read, write, and listen in English. When I say use those tips, I mean you should use them for at least 30 days. These tips can also work for those of you who have no confidence to speak, read, write, and listen in English. Also, if you know that your lack of confidence in English is making you less money in your business, is making you find it hard to connect with foreign business owners, partners, and investors, clients, make sure you use those tips to improve your English skills for your business. And in case you want me to help you out, can you send the description of this Business English podcast, www.franklinecoach.com/link. Check it out and send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Looking for ways to improve your English skills faster? You have been looking for ways to improve your English skills to grow your business worldwide. Spend 30 hours every month to develop strong English skills for your business. But you don't know what to do to improve your English skills without spending hours. You have been trying many ways to improve your English skills for more than 5 years. You've made 1% to 2% progress in your English skills in your weak English skills and that helping your business grow outside your country. Would you like to learn 7 fast ways to improve your English skills for business? After all, you have weak English skills because you don't know the English skills that can help you improve. So I wanted to use the 7 fast ways to improve your English skills. Kindly go to www.friendlyenglishcoach.com/link and then use the free business English tips. Tap on it and put in your personal best email address and your full name. And the name you like, or any best name. Yeah, maybe it's my man Holly, or you prefer to be called Holly, anyway. Okay, so you can check the description of this Business English podcast. Alright, in 2021, Amina sent me a message on WhatsApp. We talked on a call and she joined the 101 VIP English program. Amina is a commit importer and couldn't speak English with her friends, suppliers, and clients. She couldn't pronounce words well in English and told that her accent was bad. Her bad English speaking skills led her to miss teams with 20 clients. Her bad English speaking skills led her to think that she was not good enough to grow a business outside the country. 3 months later, Amina started speaking English confidently with her foreign clients and suppliers. She stopped thinking that she couldn't grow a business outside the country. Amina is no longer ashamed of her accent and can pronounce words better. Just as many meetings of others think that their English accent is stopping them from speaking English with confidence. You try to reduce your accent without learning how to pronounce words well in English, so you get hungry and unhappy when you notice no progress in reducing your accent. The truth is that you don't know how to pronounce words well in English. That's why your clients find it hard to understand your words in English. That's why you think that you have a bad English accent. Just like Hamida, you can learn how to pronounce words well in English and speak English with confidence. You can send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Kindly go to www.friendlyenglishcoach.com/link. Tap on the link that you see in the description of this Business English podcast and send me a message directly on WhatsApp. 99% of meetings and founders with weak English skills last use. They had less deals more than 3 times because of their weak English skills. I know there can be some other reasons for them losing deals apart from weak English skills. However, you can control what happens in your business and sell online English as a fourth language. I know how it feels to lose deals because of weak English skills. I remember when I couldn't speak English confidently with those who wanted to be my clients. From the USA and the UK, which made me lose money, it was hard to speak up during meetings, but my confidence started growing bigger every day. How did my confidence grow? I started learning more about how I could improve, and I used my English skills every time. You don't pray to lose a foreign deal, but if that happens, can you confidently say it's not because of your weak English skills? As someone who learned English as a fourth language, developing strong English skills for business is one of the best things I've done. If you don't do anything, you will continue to lose more deals. So here are 2 ways I can help you. The first one is let's work one-on-one for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills, also to make your business make more money. And the second one is premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English. You can send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Can you go to www.friendlyenglishcoach.com/link? Okay. www.friendlylikash.com/link. And check the description of the Business English podcast and tap on it. Also, let me give you the tips that I have here for you today. And the first one is, every time you speak with your clients, your partners, and your investors, record yourself when you speak in English. And please let them know before you record. The next one is, after speaking with them, listen to the recorded video or audio. Check out how you talk to them, how you pronounce words, and do this for 10 minutes, 3 times a week. And the next one is, listen to the recorded audio and video 40-3 times to help you improve how you can understand different English accents of your clients, of your partners, and of your investors. And the fourth one is, write 5 lines of simple English sentences every day. Use 10 minutes to do this every day, and after 10 minutes, please do not write another sentence. Stop writing. You can continue the next day. And the last one is, take simple actions that can help you improve your business English skills and be consistent for 3 months. If you can do that, you will start making progress in your business English skills. I know it's not easy, but when you do that, you will surely get better. Thanks for staying with me up to this point. I want to say a big thank you. And I'll love you and leave you. Thank you so much. Bye. So now please don't forget to buy me coffee. Can we go to www.friendlylikash.com/link to buy me a coffee? Take care. Bye.
Whoa, this has been awesome. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you with all my heart. And please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business card raising, 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlylikash.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium-sized business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add .com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL from lilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me and see you next day. Bye.